This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A second grader who pointed a pencil and made shouting noises in a Suffolk, Virginia elementary school is the latest to be suspended in zero-tolerance gun incidents. Although the teacher wrote on the suspension notice, "I told him to stop, and he did," she nevertheless reported the incident to the next level, and the principal suspended the 7-year-old and his fellow pencil-wielding classmate for 2 days. A school representative said, "A pencil is a weapon when it is pointed at someone in a threatening way and gun noises are made." Despite community outrage at this silly reaction by the school, school administrators continue to defend their actions. The father of the suspended boy is a Marine Corps veteran. He said his son is a good student and never had any discipline problems. His son told him, "Well, I was pretending to be a Marine and the other guy was being a bad guy." In other zero-tolerance nonsense, some educators around the country are being scared by plastic Hello Kitty bubble guns, Pop-Tarts bitten into something like the shape of a gun, and toy World War II soldiers on top of cupcakes. Some parents say that zero-tolerance policies enforced without common sense make a mockery of the real issue of school safety. Stripping little boys of their masculine tendency to engage in military play is harmful, not helpful. When school administrators take zero tolerance to these extremes, they become fear-mongering strangers to common sense, rather than responsible adults looking out for the safety of all students. And it's not just boys who are the victims of zero-tolerance silliness. In a California school, an 11-year-old girl was suspended for doing cartwheels and handstands during lunchtime.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. She is the author of Murder by Medicine is No Accident, The Lethal Dose, Why Your Doctor is Prescribing It. It is available at Amazon. She is also the co-author of Do You Have the Guts to Be Beautiful? Her website is vitalitycapsules.com. The reason I shared the little bit about my mother was that she was the perfect patient for any doctor that came along, because she was... She made herself vulnerable by you don't read medical dictionaries. It just, they're very suggestive, don't you think?
Well, that's the purpose, is they're so suggestive as to get the doctor to see disease at every turn when actually there is none. And the issue, too, is to get the doctor to believe these tests. And that's why it takes 4 years of undergrad, 4 years of medical school, 3 years of residency to get a doctor to believe what is obviously preposterous. And it takes a lot of drilling. And so the medical dictionary is what the doctor has to work with. And it's really designed to indoctrinate the doctor. And, of course, anyone who reads that is going to feel like, oh, my God, I'm falling apart, when actually you're probably just plain healthy. But, again, 5% of all people who take a test are designed to be labeled as ill. So clearly, all you need to do is take 20 tests, and you're going to be labeled with something.
Right.
And so when you say to the doctor, "I know something's wrong, do more tests and find it," he will find it, because there will be a false positive in the pile. And before you know it, you're going to be labeled with something pretty outrageous.
Right.
And so what these tests did in this particular case was just showing up for a simple exam led this person to ultimately, produce $50,000 in revenue for the medical establishment. And that's what the tests are all about. And that's the old spot in the liver. Don't fall for that. You know, it's really just probably a liver fluke or something. And you just need to take a little serpentine and, you know, have a few more bowel movements.
Right.
That's the story on that one. And so all of the tests are designed in this way. And so the next thing I want to talk about, if we have time, is how a test is born.
Okay.
So how is it something comes from being nothing to a test?
Before we continue, somebody in the chat room said, is a test for high blood pressure a lie? What to do if the doctor says the test shows you have high blood pressure, which you already basically covered?
I didn't answer that question, but yes, the blood pressure test is a farce. That's true. But the question is, what do you do? Your blood pressure is high. I mean, you're just going to ignore it? And the answer is no. If you have high blood pressure, it is a sign that something's wrong, but it's not a sign you need blood pressure medicine. Now, there's the trick. It's that association that's where the fraud comes in.
Okay.
That the elevated blood pressure means that you have blood pressure medicine, and that the blood pressure medicine will be beneficial, when there's actually no evidence that blood pressure medicine extends life at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, what
and of
do
course,
you do?
The standard has changed, just as the cholesterol standard has changed over the years, in order for them to put more people on medication.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That has changed.
Okay.
And so, again, it's arbitrary, it's capricious, and it's designed to get you to submit to more torture and ultimately to mutilation. And so what do you do? First of all, you realize that your blood pressure is high. You realize the reason why, and this is just across the board, because your brain and your kidneys need more blood. Period, done, end of discussion. Obviously, lowering your blood pressure is going to get less blood to your brain and less blood to your kidneys. So it's actually going to worsen the underlying reason why your blood pressure is high. Let's go another level deeper. Well, what's blocking the circulation of blood to your heart and your kidneys? One common thing is parasites in the blood, that old liver fluke we mentioned. So parasites, and they, you know, turpentine is one approach, and that's very nice. Another thing that causes it is dehydration. If you are not drinking enough water, your blood's going to be thicker. It's not going to flow as easily, and the heart's got to pump harder. The first thing you do is drink more water. You know, figure it out. Start out by taking the beverages you have that are not water, making them water, and then increasing the total amount to a higher amount of water. So you can listen to my audio. It's free on my site, vitalitycapsules.com/truth-trials, and it's the heart disease hoax. And the heart disease hoax, I talk about naturally treating hypertension. And then for more information, obviously, you can email support at vitalitycapsules.com.
Right.
But that's a place to start.
And water. What a simple solution.
And believe it or not, water works for at least a third to a half of people with hypertension, just the water alone. Once you become aware that you got a blood pressure situation, one, increase the water, and two, of course, increase the bowel movements. That would be vitalitycapsules.com, which is the product at vitalitycapsules.com. So that lowers the, gets the waste out of the system, and you're going to drink more water, and then that blood pressure is going to just show. So it's going to drift down very nicely.
Wow. Wonderful.
But we're not allowed to talk about that in medicine. Or we weren't taught to talk about that in medicine. So a test is born, and this is really cool, because I was there. I'm 56 years old, so I'm old enough. I was there sitting in my little chair at medical school, and I saw a test being born. So I'm going to tell you how a test becomes used and how the interpretation is decided upon and how this turns out. My favorite test is the NMR. It's now called the MRI. But way back when, 1980, the NMR, nuclear magnetic resonance scan, I was there at ground zero, so to speak, when it was being developed. So 1980, the year of our Lord, the NMR machine, first patients were scared by NMR. So then they had the marketing department step in and said, wait, if we have nuclear in the name, people won't want to take the test. We're going to take it, change it to MRI, magnetic resonance imaging. Okay. So this puts the patients at ease and eliminates questions about the word nuclear in the name. That happened early on. That happened. It took like 4 weeks for that to happen. So x-rays at the time were in very wide use, and CAT scans were beginning to pick up and taken off. And I was in medical school, and the NMR, a.k.a. MRI machine, was introduced. I was excited. I mean, this is why I went to an Ivy League medical school. I would get the early information and be ahead of my peers who went to the lesser school. And, wow, this is my chance to learn all about it. And I asked. I said, how can I learn how to read it? How can you learn how to interpret these squiggly lines and vague patterns and snakes and everything? It looks like, honestly, it looks like a bunch of snakes. Well, is there a course on reading those great pictures? And you know what they told me? They said, there is no course because we don't know what these pictures mean. The multi-million dollar machine was manufactured. It was being sold to hospitals, and nobody knew how to interpret the pictures.
Wow.
So I asked the next question. I said, well, how will you know what the pictures mean? They said, well, whenever there's an x-ray taken, we'll take an MRI as well. And after a while, we'll know which pictures are on the MRI match which pictures are on the x-ray. And when we take an MRI in a sick person, we'll know that MRI is not normal, and we'll just kind of piece it together. And eventually, we'll get a catalog of what normal pictures and what disease pictures look like. Well, apparently, I was not sufficiently sleep-deprived because I was totally appalled. I was just dumbfounded. I was stunned. So first of all, the technology was developed because the price tag for x-ray back then was set at $2,000. And so the price machine was sold for a few million. they realized they could definitely make a profit. So there's no evidence it would improve the quality of care for patients. And no evidence it would improve patient outcomes. So second, a new technology was being evaluated using the old technology as a gold standard. What does this mean? This means that the new technology could not possibly add anything to the clinical picture that the old technology didn't already add, because the old technology is being used as the gold standard. Do you understand that? So there's no way to progress.
Okay, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. She is the author of Murder by Medicine is No Accident, The Lethal Dose, Why Your Doctor is Prescribing It. Her website is vitalitycapsules.com. I think that we've got some callers lining up.
Okay. We want to take those questions, and then we can go back to magnetic resonance imaging, what it's done, how it's changed the terrain.
Okay. Let's take John in California. John, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I have a lady who does some work for me, and it's been a little slow, and she just notified me that she had a Graves' disease, and she listed about five symptoms here. would you like to know what those symptoms are, or can you just tell me what you can do about Graves' disease?
Graves' disease is an autoimmune disease of the thyroid gland. And the first manifestation of it is the overactive thyroid gland. The medical solution is to totally destroy the thyroid gland with radioactive isotopes and then give the person replacement thyroid medication. I have not known that to be satisfactory to the patients. Usually what happens is you have this kind of skinny, hyperactive, nervous person. They diagnose with Graves' disease. They get their thyroid destroyed. They get the replacement. They gain 40 pounds and become sluggish and depressed, and the whole life goes to crap. If they're married, they get a divorce, and he's just not pretty. So what do you do about that? Generally, a simplistic way of looking at it is a parasitic infestation of the thyroid gland. So the person should do the natural holistic stuff. You know, take a look at your diet, clean it up, get rid of the processed stuff and the GMO stuff. And whatever you eat, either eat it raw or cook it at home. The next step, though, is to look at your nutritional status, fix that. And the next step, my favorite, honest to God, is turpentine. And what that does is that combats the parasitic basis of the whole disease. We're now finding, looking at things more deeply, is that parasites really are at the basis of a lot of diseases that are called chronic in the United States. And so what's happened is we doctors have been brainwashed, and the public as well. We are not a third world country. We're a first world country. We don't have parasites. So whatever problem we have, it's not parasites. Now let's proceed. The beauty of that is that if you leave the parasites untreated, the affliction just goes on and on and on. You have a lifetime patient. And so it turns out that, you know, I'm not going to quibble with the first or third world country in the United States, but certainly they have as many parasites as any other country.
Okay, so how do you check for the parasites?
You've already done the check. She's got the Graves' disease.
Okay, so you just do the treat, and they say the turpentine is the best way to deal with parasites. How does she do that, or does she contact you, or I mean, I'm sure what they're going to do.
Oh, yeah,
no,
that's what I told you. They're going to nuke her.
Yeah.
Yeah, they give her radioactive isotope, destroy the thyroid, give her replacement, she doesn't really replace it, and then she doesn't know why, but she's never herself again. And that's the protocol, that's the standard of care, and I'm sure her doctor's been well-trained, he's confident, and that's what he's going to do.
Yeah.
But you can just email support at vitalitycapsules.com. We'll give her the link. We're still putting it up. It should be up in the next week or two, but it's not up yet. It's only like $49, totally affordable.
Okay. All right. I'll have her get in touch with you.
Okay.
Thanks,
Thank
John.
You.
Okay. In addition to that question that John asked, can people discontinue Synthroid medication without negative results, especially if the patient continues to suffer the same kinds of issues that he/she was suffering when the doctor first said, "Oh, you've got hypothyroidism."
Boy, a thinking listener, thank you. I'm very impressed. This person's been listening. So you're taking medication, which is totally useless, has not relieved any of the symptoms you complained of, by the way, but you've got this test showing you need the medication. Duh, where do you go from there? Definitely need to stop the medication. I personally would recommend tapering it off. Most thyroid pills you can cut in half. And if you don't, you can get a razor blade, cut them in half, pill cutters for $3. So I would taper it off. The other thing I would investigate is another company called Ephra, E-S-R-A, Ephra. You can Google it. And they sell a very nice sublingual thyroid preparation that has been helping a lot of people. So I would go talk to your doctor. Have them write a script for Ephra. Go Google it first, and they tell you exactly how you should write the prescription. Have them follow those instructions. So get that. Taper off what he's doing. Try that. If that helps you, fine. If it doesn't, then what you have is a thyroid test, which, of course, is spurious, and your real affliction probably lies in the area of malnutrition, dehydration, parasites, toxicity, whatever, and that's the road to your health.
Okay. All righty. Okay, so let's get back to the imaging machines and those very expensive images.
All right, so the magnetic resonance machine has passed the marketing test. They're now doing it on people. They're trying to figure out what the heck it means. And so even now, this is This is 30 years later, you know. Well, now what they're saying is the MRI has evolved. It is so good. It can show problems that cannot be seen with other imaging methods. This is a severe red flag alarm bell. We know the other imaging records produce, the methods produce a ton of false positives. So what do we know? It's going to make more false positives. Sure enough, I forgot to take a look at my favorite disease, which is breast cancer. 13% false positive rate for breast cancer. Mammograms only have a 10% false positive rate. And so now, if you go to using MRI for breast cancer screening, which you're doing, that means you're going to get 20 unnecessary biopsies for every so-called cancer found. At a cost of $11,500 per x-ray, this is $2011, and then $1.54 million in x-rays to find one cancer. And then you have $340,000 in biopsy costs. Way cool. Mammograms, like I said, only have a 10% false positive rate. So you double the mutilation rate, and the test is certified. What was the FDA thinking? The FDA is thinking what it's always thinking. Each test is justified the next step in mutilation. The more mutilation a test convinces the person to submit to, the call it a successful test. So that's the FDA certified test.
Wow.
Now, of course, if that's not enough, you got extra drama, right? Contrast material, which can give you anaphylactic reactions.
Oh, yes. That is interesting, too, the contrast.
Yes, you increase your mutilation rate, you increase your death rate. Why do it at all? Answer, to show the surgeon where to cut and to convince you he needs to cut. And so you have here the perfect test. It fulfills all the criteria, and it's just an unbelievably successful test. The question is it going to help you be successful in terms of attaining health? The answer is probably not.
Right. Okay, let's take another call. Let's take Scott in Massachusetts. Scott? Yeah,
hello?
Scott.
Yes, Deanna.
Yes, go ahead.
Doctor, thank you for calling things the way they are. I've been mauled and mutilated. I have. You want to listen to this horror story? You ready? Good. I'm close to 60. I was in the service and received the initial swine flu vaccine. I had never received any medical treatment other than what I received in the military, and I actually was the oldest of five, and the doctor used to come to the house and do house calls, and he'd stand us in line and check us out, and that was the extent of my medical care until I had this vaccine, the swine flu vaccine. 21 years old, got sick from it. Never got better.
Okay, Scott, we'll keep you over the break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
I'll make it short.
Okay, be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Okay, Scott, so you got this flu shot. So then what happened?
In the military, in the mid-70s, and within 8 months, I had been discharged and had my tonsils out. I had never even had my tonsils out. They took my tonsils out, and within 4 years from that, I collapsed the lung twice. They extracted the top part of my right lung, the top lobe. During the extraction of the right top lobe of my lung, they gave me hepatitis C and a blood transfusion. 10 years ago, maybe, you know, timeline might be a little bit, but 10 years ago, they tried to cure me of hepatitis C and put me into hyperthyroidism. I went from 200 pounds down to 160, took the nuclear medicine, and for the last 10 years, I've been on Synthroid, all because of their vaccine. And I know it was that because, you know, it's just, you know, as your own health physician, as you move through life, the things that happen to you. And this is the course of medicine.
Okay, and Dr. Daniels, what are your thoughts on what he's already said?
Attention.
Right.
This is the way medicine is designed. His doctors
right.
did the right thing every step of the way. They followed the standard of care. They did exactly as they were supposed to do. There was nothing improper done. And if he tried to sue, he would never collect because what was done was absolutely proper.
Right. And I bet I don't have 5 to 10 years, if I'm lucky, with this hepatitis C. And anybody looks in the newspaper and they see a guy in their 50s, that mm-hmm. or a woman who's died and nothing's explained about the death at all, probably hep C. And, you know, what you're saying about the medicine, have you read Harold Mendelsohn's Confessions of a Medical Heretic?
Yeah, I started reading that, and I had to put it down because the reality I had observed at that time was so much worse than what he was writing about.
What? The concept of medicine as religion.
Absolutely is.
That's right, and the doctors substituting themselves for clergy, and the nuns and the nurses, and people go
Absolutely.
There to get born, and people go, and this is the New Age religion. And the point I wanted to make is that with this Obamacare, we are being indoctrinated into and forced into this New Age religion,
okay.
And that's a crime against humanity.
Sure. And she's done a program on that. Thank you, Scott, for your
phone
call. He brought up an interesting point, hepatitis C. How would you cure somebody with hepatitis C? How would you help somebody with
hepatitis
C?
Well, first of all, let's just say, what is hepatitis C?
Okay.
Okay, all right. Hepatitis C is another test with a 5% false positive rate. In other words, if you line up a bunch of people, line up 100 people, give them all hepatitis C tests. You're going to get 5 positives out of the group. And probably not one of them is going to have symptoms. You need to get a bigger number, maybe 1 million people. Test them all for hepatitis C, and you'll get some that actually have symptoms. And so the association between the hepatitis C test and the symptom is contrived. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's say you have hepatitis. In other words, you're having liver symptoms. You have maybe some right upper quadrant pain, kind of a little yellow around the edges, you got some fatigue, low-grade fevers every now and then, your appetite's kind of sluggish, you know, and things just really aren't going too well for you. At that point, like I said, you need to first unload your liver by having more bowel movement. That would be, of course, vitality capsule. The next step you need to do, though, is you need to hydrate yourself, because that's the way the liver works. The liver works by flushing things. And the next thing you do is take an herb. My favorite is milk thistle. And milk thistle coats every single liver cell you own and protects it from damage so that it can actually recover. And then you need to simplify your diet so the liver doesn't have to work. That's a very simple diet. You can get my cookbooks, Recipes for Healing, and I go over recipes that you can take actually for healing. Each recipe is rated as just for fun. This one will heal you, and this one will keep you healthy, so you can figure out which area you want to eat more in. So I would say at least do that. And then supplement-wise, the liver loves B vitamins, and it loves vitamin C. So, you know, take those too. I would say start with that. Most people feel like 75% better just with that.
Wow. Okay. How much vitamin C would the average person take a day? And would you recommend powder or capsule?
I'd recommend powder because you have to take so much of the capsule that you end up sucking up more capsule than vitamin C. So the way you do is start with the powder, and I recommend ascorbic acid. Keep it really simple. And start with a quarter teaspoon, which is like 1.25 grams. So start with that, and then increase to a half teaspoon, then to a teaspoon, then a teaspoon and a half. And some people can go all the way up to 3 tablespoons. So you go up you keep going up until you get either A, diarrhea, or B, a skin rash. And so once you get either one of those, you back off by, say, half a teaspoon, and that's your dose. And you take that dose every day. And what that's going to do is it's going to help improve your circulation so all the organs get blood and all the organs can be cleaned. It inhibits and kills enough parasites so that the liver can unplug itself, and you'll just feel your body becoming more healthy, and you'll feel yourself actually kind of repossessing your body, like, okay, I'm in charge now.
Sure.
It's a great feeling.
Now, that is a daily recommended dose.
Daily recommended dose if you don't feel well. let's say you feel well. You feel well, life is great, life is wonderful. But instead of going to the doctor for tests, you'd like to do something special for yourself just to prevent things, you know. That dose would be 3 or 4 grams. What's 3 or 4 grams? That's a little less than a teaspoon.
Okay. All righty. Let's take another phone call. Let's take Dave in Delaware. Dave, welcome to the program.
So, Deanna, I just want to thank you for having this guest on. I can't wait to go to work tomorrow because I'm looking at her website, and it's I feel great because I do things that are, you know, I haven't been to a doctor in years. I know I've been knowing what's going on. I've been very fortunate to have found people who've like this Dr. Daniels, who've educated me about what's been going on. But I just want to say thank you to her because for her website, because when I get to work tomorrow, I work with such an enormous different group of people. I work with hundreds of people, and I'm going to give them your website to jump on, because I really think that there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be interested in reading that whole website and taking a lewd look at what the medical industry is all about, and you know, why Obamacare is a fraud. And I want to thank you for that's all I called for. Just thank you for getting this guest, and it's going to open some eyes. Take care.
Okay, Dave, be sure to have them listen to her audio files. I think he hung up, but Dave, be sure and have those people listen to her audio files. There's something for everyone. If you have some sort of an ailment, I think she covers it, and if she hasn't, she will. Okay.
Yeah, actually, if people have suggestions for topics, just support at vitalitycapsules.com. Suggest a topic, the topic on infertility, that's how I decided to cover that one. Someone said, hey, I'm really interested in this. I said, oh, okay.
Fabulous. And that is so kind of you to do that. That is really great. You're really meeting the needs of the people. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome. My philosophy is this, that we need to return healing to the home, because 851,000 Americans every year are being murdered by medicine. And if we can just return healing to the home, we could really make a dent in that. It would save several hundred thousand lives per year, and say nothing of all the bankruptcies that are caused by this incredibly burdensome, expensive health care. And the folks going bankrupt, by the way, they have health insurance. So health insurance is not protecting anyone from bankruptcy. So that's my goal.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. But
save fortune.
Yeah, people think that because they have health insurance that it's okay, you can have a serious disease and it'll be fine. No, you will go bankrupt because they're going to try and get everything that you have.
They cut you loose right then at that point.
Yep. Yeah. Indeed. All righty. Do you want to? We are going to break in about 20 seconds. And we will take further calls at 800-313-9443. And I know there's lots of questions that people have. And so if you have questions, just call in. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, We will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today has been Dr. Jennifer Daniels. She is the author of Murder by Medicine is No Accident, The Lethal Dose, Why Your Doctor is Prescribing It, and the co-author of Do You Have the Guts to Be Beautiful? Her website is vitalitycapsules.com, which do work very well. I know people who take them. This is just an email from Joe. In 2007, while suffering a bout of colitis, my doctor sent me for an x-ray. The doctor was told that there was a spot on my pancreas, and everyone assumed I had cancer. I was sent for a CAT scan, which confirmed a spot. They ignored the colitis and said that I said that was going to kill me. I don't have cancer. I was sent to a specialist at the Cleveland Clinic. He said he didn't see anything, which kind of confirms what Dr. Daniels is saying.
Yep, that's the purpose of the test, is to convince you to take the next piece of mutilation.
Yep. Interesting. And I'm sure that colitis, he cured his colitis, so.
Yeah. Well, that scared the shit out of you, you know, that kind of treatment.
Right. Oh, gosh. So, all righty, let's take a call from Dan in Oregon. Dan?
Hi, thank you for accepting the call. Listen, I don't need to go into medical horror stories. It's more of conditioning, if you will, or education dealing with the patient. I'm older. I'm in like 68 now. and that I was brought up with Dr. Kildare and Dr. Casey on TV, on the Knowing Gods of Medicine, and that we were brought up in a way he never questioned the doctor, and that when I go see a physician, not all of them, but I have very good medical insurance, I really do, and coverage as well as pharmaceutical. Sometimes I walk in, I feel like I'm being used. They see what I have.
Do you have a question, Dan?
Yeah. The question is, what can you say to help older people when they have this kind of conditioning response that you get when you're older and you look upon doctor as a god, period?
All right. For an older person, the first thing I would say is drop your health insurance. Very important. Drop your health insurance. Whatever insurance you can possibly drop, drop it. Because what doctors do to older people only shortens their lives. But because of your conditioning, you're never going to see that. You're not going to be able to say no to the doctor unless you can't afford it. That would be the only reason a person with that degree of conditioning would say no. So you have to drop your insurance. That way that's going to help you to say no when your life is really actually on the line, even though you might not realize it. The second thing I would say is whenever a doctor suggests anything to you, again, it's an authority thing, so you're not going to be able to say no to your doctor just because of your conditioning. So when a doctor says anything to you, take this blood pressure medicine, take this cholesterol medicine, say, you know what, doctor, write me that prescription, I'm going to pray on it. By law, doctors are not allowed to interfere with your practice of your religion, whatever it may be. So if you say to the doctor, you go ahead and write that prescription, I'm going to pray on it, then that gets you out of the office. You haven't opposed his authority. You haven't been pressured, and you've managed to escape the situation, and you can tear up or throw away the prescription on the way home.
Perfect. All righty. Thank you, Dan. All righty. We have Philip in Wisconsin. Philip, welcome to the program.
Hello. Nice to...
Yes.
I have a question. Like, lately in the past few years, I've had wood tick bites that, like, I get sores that just do not heal up. And it's, like, painful and itchy. And I don't know what they've done to wood ticks and deer ticks in the past decade. But these things don't go away. I mean, it's like 9 months. And my dog has wood ticks still on himself.
Okay. I'm not going to talk about your dog, but I will talk about you. It's not what they've done to the ticks. It's what they've done to you. So what's happened to you is that you've been filled with chemicals, whether it's the chemtrails, whether it's the chemicals in your food, whether it's the chemicals in your water, whatever. You've been filled with these chemicals. So now when a tick bites you, your body's healing reaction involves all of these chemicals and contaminants going to the site to help you heal. And so this exuberant response that you're having is actually a property of you. And if you check with all your friends, you're going to find a lot of them are not having the same reactions you're having to the very same ticks. So it's actually an internal property of you. How do you get rid of it? Simplest way is to detox, have more bowel movements, clean out their liver, stimulate your liver to your bile to flow. Vitality capsules help a lot with that. People who have serious skin issues, they finally take the vitality capsules and it clears up. Why? Because it cleans the blood. You need to take something that's going to clean your intestines and your blood. That's what you need to do.
I like jalapeno peppers, actually, a lot. That cleans me up.
Okay. Not enough. You need some bile action. You need some action in your bile ducts. They have to flush, too.
Okay, Philip, thank you so much. We have a question from the chat room. What would you do about psoriasis? Would you recommend the Vitality Capsules for that?
I would recommend the Vitality Capsules. I'd also recommend more water. I'd recommend taking, like I said, a close look at your diet.
Okay. All righty. Great. Well, we don't have any more phone calls. Okay.
Well, I have something more to say.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
So I want to talk about the MRI again. We didn't finish it. I mean, this is an excellent test because the MRI does an incredible amount of harm, which is really important because you can't have a good test that doesn't do harm, because that's part of the program. Got to, you know, we're talking torture and harm here and mutilation. So what it does do is it the MRI works through radio wave frequencies. So it blasts you with radio wave frequencies. And now, even though they say the MRI is harmless, they're saying, hey, wait a minute, these radio wave frequencies are very useful for damaging tissue, and we're now going to use them to target and destroy unwanted liver tissue.
Wow.
So even in the good circumstances, we know with an MRI, it causes any metal object implanted in your body to become a vessel. Your teeth implants, your surgical clips, metal in your tattoo ink, and it can cause death or kidney failure, of course, from the reaction of the ink. And because of the nuclear vibration that occurs in the nucleus of the cells, it causes heating and literally cooks you. So this is not a benign, harmless test, but one more piece of mutilation and torture.
Yikes. You brought up a good point that might be a good subject, is tattoos. Why are all these crazy people tattooing their bodies? It is so...
My kids included. I'm like, what are you thinking?
Yes, it is so dangerous. You're putting ink in your bodies. It's dangerous. Right?
You know, I asked my son, I said, why is a tattoo number 5? And it's not like they're cheap either.
Right.
And so, and I'm not paying for any of them. So I said, well, hey, what's going on here? He says, well, you know, my these athletic stars, they have tattoos, and so I want tattoos. And so it's really marketing, you know. They market by having these really athletic, ostensibly successful people with tattoos. You know, when they started wearing earrings, all the kids wanted their ears pierced. You know, the boys wanted their ears pierced. So it's really modeling. And what we got to do is, you know, as parents, what they have to do as parents, is turn off all the marketing messages to the kids.
Right. And that is so true. The kids want to follow their heroes, and the heroes aren't like the heroes that they had 75 years ago. Oh, gosh, terrible. And there's metal in that ink?
That's right. Apparently, that's what the MRI sites are saying. If you have tattoos, oh, boy, MRI problem, because apparently there's metal. I think it's either silver or lead, or maybe it's silver that's in the ink.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bad news. Well, I hope that people will go to your website. I hope that they will listen to all those audio files. Just take a weekend, people, and just listen to all of them. You'll want to listen to some of them more than once, and that website is vitalitycapsules.com, and just search for Truth Files.
Yeah, / Truth-Files.
Great. Well, thank you so very much, Dr. Daniels, for being on the program and just for being the person you are.
Oh, you're welcome.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.